Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is your coach, Chanel Budd, and I am coming on to present to you today a message in regards to a season for renewing the mind, spirit, and body. I have some exciting news for everyone, and I wanted to come on today specifically to share some of the changes that are happening in this season and how the Lord has been opening up a lot of doors and blessing this space for guests. So there will be a number of guest speakers coming on throughout the rest of October going into November. And the guests that are going to be presented are phenomenal women who are living in their purpose. And it's amazing to me that God has been sending these women to me in a special way. And I would love to share this gift. We are all change agents that are coming in some way or another, whether it's business, whether it's life coaching and purpose coaching, authors, publishers. It could be in business and finance. Everything is very imperative for us in the seasons. And, you know, I'm just hoping that my guests and also the listeners are all blessed as well as I am for what God is doing and the information that is being shared across this platform. So when it comes to a season for renewing the mind, spirit, and body, I say that specifically because when seasons change, you know, sometimes it can come all of a sudden where shifts are happening in our lives and in our families' lives and friends' lives and things like that. And how do you handle those types of shifts? It depends on your mindset. And so if you have a healthy mind and you're believing in positivity and your spiritual walk is sound and just, meaning that you are seeking the Lord more, you're praying, you're believing, you're trusting the process, all those things are healthy. It can actually make the shift open and positive shift. Your body also has a lot to do with it. So if you're eating improperly, you know, you're not getting the adequate diet, vitamins, you're lacking in things, that can also impair your body, your spirit, and your mind as well. So we don't want any lack in this season. And I'm speaking for myself as well as I'm speaking to my guests and also my listeners that there is no room for lack. And the Lord put this on my heart for me to be able to come to you all and make sure that I specify and speak that we have no room for lack. The Lord has no room for lack, because if we trust and believe in him, we are able to receive. He said, if you seek me first, the kingdom of heaven, all things will be given unto you. And so I believe and I trust in that. And in Jeremiah 29:11, he speaks about a hope in the future, right? That he doesn't see, he wishes us no harm, but to give us a hope in the future. And so I stand on those words. I believe in those words. And that's why I've been blessed with the seed of Selfless Love Talk, along with the book Selfless Love Lessons, you know, in preparation in a season where he is having me, myself, Coach Chanel Budd, go out and speak to the world about loving yourself and also loving others more unselfishly. Yes, we are to have boundaries around that, because, you know, God wishes us no harm as well. So we need to do everything we do in love. But sometimes, you know, it's okay to love from a distance if it's a hurtful situation, you know, but just still genuinely love. Always forgive. Always forgive. Forgiveness not only sets you free, but it also sets the other person free. Okay, the power in forgiving is that a victim, an oppressor, cannot hold you a victim. You are free when you forgive. You are truly free, free within yourself. And so wanted to update you all that next week we'll have an extraordinary lady on here, Ms. Shelley, who will be giving you all some very, very inspirational encouragement and, you know, some advice and just great coaching. So I'm excited to hear from her. And then we're going to be having Ayana, who has an MBA in business, and so we'll be hearing her on October the 19th, and then on the 26th we will have Janelle, who is phenomenal. All of these women are phenomenal. The last several guest speakers are phenomenal, but they are leaders and they are taking action and they are here to help everyone else. The reason why I love to have guest speakers is because there's always somebody who needs to hear a word, a specific word, and I pray on this show so that those who need to have this word, that the Lord, whatever the need is, He knows what the need is, right? So when I come before you all and I pray sincerely that everybody will be able to get something that they need that will be life-changing. Whether it's just planting that seed can then be watered and grow and manifest. I'm going to share a few Bible scriptures in regards to seasons and when they change. So here I'm reading Daniel 2 and 21. It is He who changes the time and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to wise men and knowledge to men of understanding. Ecclesiastes, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. So in this, there are going to be shifts. There are going to be changes. Ecclesiastes, again, 3 and 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. We are always going to have a time, you know, of sadness, a time of heaviness, a time of trials, but then we're also going to have joy and we're going to have dancing and singing, you know. But when we go through our trials, it's how we deal with them when they come. That is where, you know, your true power is in the Lord, okay? Because where you're weak, God is your strength. And so when your mindset is set upon the Lord and is set upon everything that is right, and positive and encouraging, you know, it voids out what the enemy plans to do, and that's to keep us down in our pain. I'm not going to go too heavy into this because this is going to be another series that I speak on in regards to how to handle life's pressures when they come at you. I'm going to give you tools for that you can utilize in your daily walk. And I don't care if it's at work, home, family, wherever. You're going in your coming period, you will be able to handle the things that life throws at you and conquer them. But one thing I can give you, that if nothing else, I'll give you a little secret. The key to that for me is the Lord, Jesus Christ. And I know that there's people who may, you know, not have that relationship or whatever, but I have to let you know how I've been able to get through and how I get through daily. So I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer and just end this call. This was a brief update, but I also wanted to give you a word. So Heavenly Father, I come to you right now just thanking you for the opportunity to build on this platform, Lord. I thank you for all the guests that will be coming on, all the listeners, Heavenly Father, and myself. I thank you for, you know, you being able to use me, Lord. I just pray that everyone is covered and protected, Lord. I pray that their needs are met, Lord, over and abundant of what they're asking for, Lord. Bless them as they go out and they do things for your kingdom, Lord. I ask for nothing but success. I ask for mercy. I ask for grace. I ask for peace and joy and love and comfort and strength, Lord, on behalf of all of us, my friends, my family, and the listeners and their friends and their families, Lord, and our guests as well, that everyone connected to us is blessed and covered. In the name of Jesus, I say, have a good Sunday evening, everyone, and I look forward to speaking with you all next Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, and I will see you or talk to you all then.